This is a Smoke Radio podcast.
Okay, hello and welcome to the Smoke Radio elections coverage. We are live in the Forum at the Harrow campus. It has been a hectic week of campaigning and now it's almost at an end. We will be here with you all the way up to the start of the elections at 7 for our pre-show. Then at 7 p.m. we'll be covering the election results with a running live commentary, keeping you up to date with everything that is going on. So get in contact with us throughout the show at @smoke_radio. We'll be having a final chat with the candidates. So get your questions in and general views on how you think this year's elections have gone. Do you think students have been engaged? Also, we'll be revealing the voter turnout statistics later in the show. Joining me through this wonderful maze of loveliness will be the one and only Bonnie Jack.
Dun, dun, dun.
How are you, Bonnie?
I'm great, thanks. How are you, Jack?
I am most wonderful.
Excited for the results?
Yeah, I mean, it's a really short period and we've done quite a bit this year building up to it, so it's quite exciting to see who's going to get, can we call them seats? Do they get a seat?
Get the seats of wonder.
Seats of
the thrones, SU. The iron throne.
And 20 grand.
And lots of money. every year it seems to go faster and faster. There's like no time at all. Suddenly they're campaigning, then suddenly it's the results night.
Yeah, and all the posters will suddenly leave the uni. It's been quite intense. There's thousands and thousands of posters. I don't think I have been anywhere in the campus this week where I haven't seen a poster. I went to the toilet the other day. Well, I go most days. But I was in the toilet and there was just posters everywhere, all on the side.
That's quite nice, something to read while you're, you know.
I guess. But then they all have their faces on them, so it's like all their faces staring at me while I'm doing my business.
It's kind of creepy.
Yeah.
They want to be, you know, get in touch with your soul. That's the purpose, I guess.
So we here at Smoke have been trying to get people voting. So what we've done is all of our shows throughout the last few days have been calling people up, trying to get them involved in voting. And this is what happened.
You are listening to the Smoke Radio Recap. I'm your host, Jack Everett, here with Mr. George McDonough. We have Stephen Mitchell down in the pub, standing by, ready to chat to us and get people voting.
No, I haven't.
Ah, and is there any particular reason why you haven't voted?
Because I didn't realise it was happening.
Wow.
Till 2 seconds ago.
Our wonderful Stephen has informed you about that. So basically, every year we have SU elections to vote for the VPs of every campus and a president. And the head of the SU are things that can do, the people who can make changes for you on campus, so all sorts of different things. Like, are you based at Harrow?
Yep.
So this year we've got two people running at Harrow. They want to do things like 24-hour studios, better food, cheaper food, and extra printing budgets, things like that.
Sounds lovely. I mean, I wish I'd voted now.
All you have to do is go to your Westminster email, and you should have an email in there all the details on how you vote. There should be a link and it will take you to the UWSU website and you can vote on there.
Oh, well, it's easy then, isn't it?
Are you interested in voting now?
I'll probably do it now.
If you look around campus, there'll be posters everywhere and information leaflets, and it'll tell you what each candidate is promising to do for us as the students' body. Every student is a member of the Students' Union, so let your voice be heard and vote for the best candidate who you think.
I will.
Wonderful.
I'm going to do it now.
Do you know somebody who hasn't voted yet?
Ooh.
Have you?
No, I haven't actually. It's bad, isn't it?
You haven't. Wow. So what you're going to do now?
I've done
all
it.
Of you. That's a top tip from Wise Marcel daytime show. Go and vote right now.
Hi there.
Hi.
So, have you voted, Dylan?
No, I'm sorry.
Come on, Dylan. You log into your university
today.
Emails and you click on that lovely email from UWSU and then you just click vote.
Okay. I shall vote then.
Will, have you voted in the SU elections?
Not yet.
So you do know about the SU elections?
Yes.
Right, and when are you planning on voting? You know, voting closes on Thursday.
Before Thursday, definitely.
Yeah. What are you looking for in an SU candidate for? Are you based at Harrow, Will?
I'm based at Harrow, yeah.
Yeah, so what are you looking for a candidate to do for you?
I guess someone who represents the student body universally for the benefit of everyone.
So, you're going to vote?
Yep.
Wonderful. And there's one more thing. I'm going to record a song later, okay. Kind of a parody song, trying to convince people to vote. Do you think that'll work?
Yes, I think that will. That should help engage people.
It's going to be a parody of Waves. I'm giving the game away now, but it's going to be called Vote. You are listening to our Smoke Radio Elections Night show. This is the pre-show. The main show starts at 7 with all the election stuff, and we're going to be commentating on that. That was what we got up to this week, trying to get people to vote, and we came up with a few other things as well. What do you make of that, Bonnie?
Well, I would say it's a bit disappointing that people haven't been voting, but I didn't vote until this morning.
I voted early Monday morning. I was super keen.
You were super keen. You're a keeno.
And so we had to go down. We sent Stephen to the pub to get people to vote.
The pub. That's a bit invasive.
Because I it was my belief that politics is done in the pub.
Well, yeah, I guess. Drunker you are, the more politics that come out.
Yeah, and another way in which I tried to get people to vote was I made a song. Now, this was a cover of Waves, and it's called Please Vote. Have you heard the song, Bonnie?
I have. It's very entertaining.
Did you think it was a good idea to get students to vote?
It was a wonderful idea. It was tuneful and lovely.
Yeah, like we got quite a bit of interaction. If you like the song, go to, you can hear it. We're going to play it now, but like spread it around even more. And we'll do it again next year.
Make it a hit.
Why not?
Top
yeah.
40.
Okay, you're listening to the Smoke Radio Elections Coverage Show. We are live from Harrow Campus down in the Forum, as you can probably hear with all the people chit-chattering around us. This is my cover, my parody cover of Waves, which is called Please Vote. We're going to play it now.
Above the SU, my feet can't vote in the elections, and it feels like I can see the candidates on the horizon every time you don't vote. I'm slowly voting,
drifting away,
vote after vote. I'm slowly voting,
drifting away.
Feels like I'm making a change in my SU, changing the system.
Drifting away. Drifting away.
Vote after vote. Vote after vote. I'm slowly voting. I could make it easy to vote in the SU elections. Vote. I'm stuck here without a voice. I'm looking for the right candidate to vote for. Slowly voting away. Vote after vote. Slowly voting.
Drifting away.
And it feels like I'm voting for a change. In my SU, voting for a change. Everybody, vote in the SU. elections 2015. Make a change. Just do it, because I've embarrassed myself, so do it. Peace out, innit? Yeah, boy.
Hello, you are listening to the Smoke Radio election night coverage. It's getting tense now. Whew. Tweet in and tell me if you like my song, @smoke_radio. Hashtag UWSUvote. That's the hashtag that we've been going insane all week. It went mental. I was in charge of the Twitter last week, Bonnie, at the Smoke Radio debates on Thursday.
Right.
And we had hundreds and hundreds.
Hundreds.
Hundreds of tweets hundreds and hundreds of thousands. Lovely listeners. I don't know why we know them, but there were loads of them, like, and I don't know why. No, we did a massive coverage of that, and then we had the TV debates on the Friday, which got really heated. It was quite interesting to see.
I love it when it gets heated.
It was quite interesting to see the difference between, so they were in the studio on the Thursday.
Yeah.
And they were like, it looked like they were all best friends. Me and Cassie were stood there like, go on, go on. have a little bit, have a fight with someone, go
have
for
a
it
up.
So and they didn't, they were just really nice. And then even at one point in the president's debate, we were asking questions and they were all putting their hands up.
Oh,
it got really like primary school cute.
That's cute, but that's not what politics is about.
I wanted at least one punch,
at least like some sort of scramble on the floor.
Yeah like a
makes for good media, good headlines.
Yeah.
And all that.
And so we're going to be speaking to some people in a bit who have been serial tweeters throughout the week.
They've
been
tweeters.
Yeah, they've been going off the chart tweeting, and we're going to get them on because they're quite interesting, because they're pretty
opinionated.
Perfect choice
I love
of words
people.
And get your questions in, so if you want to ask anyone questions or just give an opinion on something.
Or complain about Jack's song, because that's completely plausible.
Yeah, you can do that. @smoke_radio with the hashtag UWSUvote. Okay, moving on. So we've had our bits about trying to get people voting. And then the other day I sat down with the Deputy Returning Officer, Angelo. I spoke to Angelo Weeks and I asked him what the outlook on voting has been this year.
Well, I set out with my elections team because I ideally wanted the highest turnout we've ever had, because with for a higher turnout, DABs have more legitimacy, so it means that we've engaged with as much students as possible. So, you know, I said with my team, let's go for, you know, 600 to 700 more students voting than last year, which would take us to that sort of 3,000 mark. For any more than that, you know, would be a bonus, but let's take small steps. So I was aiming for 3,000. You know, last year we got about 2,300. This year we're aiming for about 3,000. For any turnout which is above the turnout from last year will be impressive, because there has been so much work that's gone into these elections, with, you know, the behaviour pledge, with the increased communication, with the more appealing voter stations in all campuses. So hopefully this sees us increase our turnout.
Yeah, I was looking, there's been quite a few rule changes this year. Could you just go through them? And
yeah, the rule changes include introducing the positive campaigning pledge, which is a pledge that we ask all candidates to adhere to and submit with their nomination form, which means they understand the rules and they understand the guidelines which govern them as a candidate. Because last year we did have a good election, but, you know, we can always improve. So we thought we'd just introduce this positive campaigning pledge to ensure that the behaviour from all candidates was at its best at all times. Also, we introduced the Smoke Radio question time, as you all know, because we wanted more scrutiny of the candidates, because last year the Smoke Radio question time was optional, though most candidates did go last year. We wanted to ensure that, you know, all candidates, you know, had to go this year and to have their policies scrutinized even more. We also have banned campaigning in the foyer and in Regent Street, because there was some considerable feedback from students who study at that campus or who visit, who said that, you know, they felt quite intimidated or harassed.
Also, there was a Smoke Radio article that we released a few days ago about potential recordings made in the Friday prayer about
yes.
candidate endorsements. Do you have any updates on that for us?
Updates on that is that because it's not a candidate who's actually broken that rule, but more an arm of the union, then the senior management team are currently investigating that matter, and if the allegations are found to be true, the society will have to pay a penalty. What that is, I don't know, because I'm not the sort of society's coordinator or activities manager. But, you know, there will be penalty to be paid by the society if they have broken that rule. So, you know, it could see a restriction in funding, it could see them not permitted to host events, etc.
Overall, though, do you think it's been quite a nice election this year, fairly fought?
Well, this is the second election I've organised for UWSU. In terms of candidate behaviour, you know, I would say it's been good. But, you know, I'm a sort of pessimist, so I always think that, you know, the elections can be improved. The atmosphere seems then generally good, but then I wouldn't want to sort of give my opinion. But the best way to find out what the elections felt like for students would be to conduct a survey, which the union will conduct post the elections. We'll send it out via our website and, you know, ask students to give their feedback. On that feedback, we'll have questions about, you know, what they thought the mood was like, you know, how the mood can be improved, you know, how the atmosphere can be improved, also what they thought of the sort of overall candidate behaviour as well.
I had a show last night and we called people up trying to convince them to vote, and one person we asked to vote didn't really know what the SU was or anything about the elections at all. What do you think needs to be done to kind of promote the profile of the SU and the elections as a whole, because not many students seem to know what it's all about?
Well, this is something that we are continuously trying to do, which is, you know, trying to be relevant to all our members and trying to engage with, you know, all our members. There are 23,000 students here. They, you know, some come into the university for 8 to 12 hours a week, some come into university for 3 hours a week. So it is a job that the student union is aware that we have to sort of improve, which is reaching out to more members. We do that through events such as the elections, through the events such as annual student conference taking place on Friday, through the information booklets that we have available at reception stands. But, you know, there are 23,000 students here, so sometimes you may miss out the one or two, but it's about catching the majority, and we are trying to reach out.
You say you've got this plan, you kind of caught on at the end a bit there. When do you think we're really going to see the benefits? Because the turnout still is really, really low for the elections.
Well, it's low, but we did see, you know, 1,000 votes up till 12 o'clock last night. You know, we're halfway through the elections now and we are at 6%. We'll see more votes tonight, we'll see more votes tomorrow. Also on Thursday, we'll see a surge as well.
What is your message for students? Why should students vote?
Because if you vote, you can get the right candidate to represent you, because I want to see the highest turnout. Because if you have the highest turnout, it means that more students have had a say in the sabbatical officers that will represent them, because that means that the candidates can't rely on their core vote and they have to rely on, you know, the sort of that wider students to get elected, which is, and after what democracy is all about, because in my opinion.
So do you think it makes a big difference whether who gets in?
I think it does. Yeah, I think it does, because if you campaign hard enough and you reach out to as much students as possible, it really means you're passionate and enough about the role. If you sit back and don't campaign and think that it's not an important position to get elected to the students' union, then you shouldn't be running at all. So I do think it does matter who gets elected.
Just another point. We this year at Smoke Radio on our debate show, we had like record listening figures and record interaction on Twitter. Actually, it was off the charts. Also, I've recently recorded a parody song to try and get students interested in voting. Do you think that something like that might work?
I think it will, because I have seen the tweets about your song. I've seen a few lines of it on Twitter today. And for any sort of means we can use to, you know, improve the turnout and reach out to students, I would welcome. So, yeah, thank you for doing that.
And are there any other ideas that you have that you think would really engage more students?
In terms of next year, we want to have more focus sessions for the various groups that we have in the university. We also want to, you know, have sessions where we sort of train students up to understand what public speaking is, you know, what the student union is, not just what the elections are, but what the student union is. We also want to have special sessions about how we can engage better things. We are only as good as their feedback. So that's, you know, three ways that I'll seek to introduce that we do interact with more students for next year. But this process will start much earlier, because we have a better staff team than what we did last year. So hopefully we can get everything into place very early on and, you know, hit the ground running as soon as semester one starts in 2015.
Hello, you are back with us live at the Harrow campus for the election results night. I'm Jack Everett and I'm now joined by, would you like to introduce yourself?
My name's Sadia Zaman and I am a third year law student.
Wonderful. So you've been quite an active tweeter and or campaigner. I was just in the last link, I was chatting about serial tweeters.
All right, okay.
And I think you fall into the category. So what have you made of the whole election week and everything that's been going on?
In all honesty, there's been a lot of controversy and a lot of underhanded techniques and tactics used by certain candidates. But on the whole, I think the campaign team that I was a part of, it was a great experience just to be a part of that.
What campaign team was that?
I was on Jim Hirschman's campaign team.
And so are you hopeful tonight?
We really are. We're really hopeful because Jim is an absolutely amazing, lovely guy. So down to earth, and he's so active for the last years throughout university. So I really feel like he deserves it.
Okay, and going around all the camp, have you been to all the campuses campaigning?
Yes.
So what was the kind of mood from the students that you got? Did you think it was engaged, or what was the feeling you got from them?
In all honesty, there were a lot of campaigners out there who were hounding the students, which was formed outside the little swipe-in gate, so it was quite difficult for you to even engage with a student, because I'm not one of those personalities which will force my way in to try and get a student to vote for a candidate. So I think a lot of students were disillusioned by that. In all honesty, they didn't want anything to do with it, and a lot of them will now won't vote because of principle.
Okay, I talked about you being a bit of a serial tweeter. What was your favourite tweet that you did throughout the week?
Is
there a highlight?
Highlighted tweets.
Any good ones?
Probably when someone said that our campaign team was clutching at straws, and I tweeted back saying that, like, your campaign team, it's pretty good.
Yeah, there we are. And I talked in the last link about strangest place I've seen. I was in the toilets and I was hounded by posters all over the toilets.
Yeah.
Where's the strangest place you've either put or seen a poster this week?
Inside the cupboard of the Regent Street Library.
In the cupboard?
In the cupboard.
Are you allowed in the libraries?
Oh, it wasn't on the library, it was on the balcony even. On the balcony. It wasn't me that put it there. It was someone else's poster, but it was in the inside. Yeah, it was pretty funny though.
See, it was quite funny. There was like tables and stuff up the street in Harrow, and they were just bombarded everywhere.
Yeah.
I mean, I think I saw quite a few paper airplanes forming out of that as well.
Yeah, and quite a lot of people's heads being torn off and just having the body and taking pictures with just the body.
So,
a lot of that as well.
And I talked before about we had the Smoke Radio debate on the Thursday night.
Yeah.
And it was really, really nice debate. Everyone was really friendly. They were all very calm.
Yeah.
And then on the Friday at the TV elections, it got a lot more heated.
Yes.
I was just wondering, what would you put that down to? Like, we kind of assessed that they kind of had that Thursday night to kind of figure each other out, and then on the Friday they had a bit of an audience, maybe some friends, and they went a bit more off.
Yeah, I guess Thursday was a case of testing the waters, really, just to see what everyone's breaking point, tipping point is, and what they're like as a person, if they're confrontational or not. And then Friday, I guess, because you're actually, everyone can see you, you're on a public platform, it became a lot more heated, and the questions as well from the audience.
All right, fantastic. Now, thank you so much for chatting to me. And,
you're welcome.
Good luck for you and your team for tonight.
Oh, thank you very much.
And now we're going to move on, because Natasha Caffrey has been out and about, and she asked students whether or not they voted and whether they thought the SU elections were important or not.
I had the intention to, but I just forgot, and I was like paying attention to it, but then I kind of just lost interest and didn't do anything about it.
Yes, I did, because I feel like some things need to be changed around here.
I actually haven't voted, partially for the reason that, one, I forgot to vote, and the process itself is, it sounds lazy, but it's a bit long-winded.
No, I did not. It didn't really interest me, to be honest. Maybe if I had more knowledge of what it is and what it was for, then maybe I would have voted, but I don't actually have a clue what it's for, what people are voting for.
I voted on the first day. I actually seen before what getting a good person in to the SU does and what getting a bad person into the SU does, and the changes are quite noticeable.
No, I didn't.
because I'm a third year student and whatever happens now won't affect me.
I voted because I think the people that are in office at the moment need to bring about change.
No, because the people who hand out flyers are the most obnoxious people ever, and they come and interrupt you whilst you're trying to do work in the forum, and it's extremely frustrating.
I actually do think they're very important. Depending on who's going to be the VP, it does definitely affect you, but I just genuinely kind of forgot about it. I think people do care, but maybe they're not enough to take like a great interest in it, so people kind of just go about their uni days or life and don't really think about how they can change things around them by voting for different people.
I did vote last year and I didn't really see that much difference in anything that the presidents did that affected me directly. I don't know how much power they would give to someone that hasn't graduated.
It is important that we all vote and that it is pushed forward that we all vote, because it does benefit us at the end of the day. There's no reason why like people shouldn't vote, because at the end of the day, if they don't vote, nothing's going to change, and people need to get more involved with uni. I think people just come in and expect it to just run smoothly anyway, but they should vote.
The thing is, even though it's all around us and campaigns and people are like, oh, vote for this, like, we don't know what will happen, so we vote for you, so then what will happen? I know you've got like policies, but will that actually happen? And in the end of the day, the university will still run fine by itself without students interfering, because like, we don't really have that much power. It doesn't matter if you're the VP or the president, you'll still be underneath people.
The thing is, I don't know what they're for, so I don't know how they'll affect me.
I think it matters who becomes president, who's in power, obviously. I read their manifestos. The guy that I voted for, or girl, yeah, their policies are really good, and I agreed with a lot of them, and I think it's important for the students to actually read what they're voting for, and it should be almost mandatory to vote.
4 days probably isn't enough time to get the word out, to be honest, because especially if it's poster-wise, like getting the word out in here, in the forum and whatnot, 4 days probably isn't long enough. I'd say about a week, just because half the time you don't get every single student coming in every single day. More students are going to come in, so you're only going to get the students that come in within those 4 days. Some people only come in once a week because they're part-time students. What about those people?
When the campaign started last week, no one knew about it. And when this week started, people just started to find out, and then they weren't interested by that point. People need to be louder. I've suggested marching bands, people with megaphones, lions, just something to get people's attention.
Obviously, like, a lot of students here just go to the SU bar. You could have like a system set up there where at something like Messy Mondays at the beginning, you could have the voting people there, because you'd get a lot of people just voting there. I think it's better for people to vote whilst drunk than vote not at all.
We are now just getting ready to be started with the election results here at Harrow Campus. I'll hand you over to the presenter.
So if you bear with me, I'll read the statement out and then we'll get down to sort of the meat and bones of the evening. The announcement of the results for the election of VP Regent Street and LTS has been delayed until we can complete investigations into the complaints of harassment and intimidation surrounding some of the candidates and their campaign teams. Sadly, and with regret, the union has to accept that these kinds of complaints has been a feature of our elections. We owe it to our members that we ensure their officers, their representatives, have been elected in free and fair elections. That the results have integrity and that the officers have a genuine mandate. So this delay in announcing the results is in line with the process set out in the bylaws and will allow us to conduct a thorough investigation. The returning officer will make a judgment as to any action based on those investigations when they are complete. Any information around incidents of harassment and intimidation that you may wish to provide for consideration by the investigation team must be sent to the Deputy Returning Officer before 10 a.m. and after on Monday the 2nd of March. The union wishes to apologise to those officers who have not received any complaints and beg their understanding. If people have been involved in such behaviour, it is done so and not on the behalf of the union or its members, and is clearly contrary to our values, rules and clear guidance given to candidates. They have taken such action out of personal and purely self-motivation. Signed, the union. Mike, yeah? I did this last year, sorry. Right, now that's over and done with, we can start electing our new sabbatical team. Right, I have a script to read off tonight, so bear with me. And it begins. Thank you for all being here at the 2015 Students' Union election results. My name, if you don't know it already, is Angelo, and I've been the Deputy Returning Officer for these elections, while usually I am the RRW for the Marylebone campus. Tonight, I'm joined by Sarah, who will be my host for this evening, and she'll take you through now.
Okay, so we want to thank everyone who stayed around earlier for the annual student conference. For those of you that couldn't make it, the ACS focuses on the union work on key student priorities, and it's an event that was open to all members, and it's an opportunity to receive a presentation from the current officer trustees.
Just an overview of the elections on which I'll provide as the DRO. You know, the elections have showed how many students we've been engaging with. You know, as you can all see, UWSU are putting increasing amounts of effort and energy to ensure that we meet our strategic goals. We are very proud of the success that the SAVs have had with their key projects this year, and we hope that this infectious spirit carries on to our new sabbatical team. Time for the finer details. As DRO, I believe in ensuring that we as a union achieve the highest possible turnout. If we achieve the highest possible turnout, it means that we have managed to engage with as many students as possible. You know, we've given more students a voice than any time before, and officers who are elected are relevant to all students. Turnout this year reached a staggering 3,000 plus students. Unfortunately, and after we have received a fair number of complaints this year, but what would a Westminster Students' Union election be without complaints? In terms of atmosphere, as DRO, I believe it's something that the union need to work on with candidates and their campaign teams.
So we've just heard that the Regent Street and Little Titchfield candidates will not be given out tonight. The union are looking into allegations of false play.
Harassment and complaints. And
so they're looking into that. And now they're just going to read out some stats about Smoke Radio, so we'll let them read that.
Well, let's give them a round of applause. Well done, guys. Our big debate on Marylebone, if any of you went, got so busy, people were standing at the back trying to catch a glimpse of the action. And I totaled up the views on YouTube. We had 1,834 views in total on all of our videos from the big debate at Marylebone. So well done. And I hope you all tweeted using the UWSU hashtag with UWSU vote. If not, tweet now. Let's try and beat the Brits and get trending. We've had 55 applicants. So we try to, whenever we can, employ students. And we had 55 people applied for the job of external invigilator.
So also breaking news here now. We've just figured out the turnout. The turnout percentage is actually 13.7%.
For the results tonight, we'll begin with NUS delegate position.
2.3% less than last year.
So we're looking at a drop in.
We then move on to VP Harrow.
Drop in voting, but
VP Marylebone.
They're just revealing now. I don't know who's up first. I think Cavendish are up first to reveal the results. But as soon as that happens, you'll hear it here, and then we'll give you live reaction.
So to begin with, I'll take you through the results of the NUS delegate position.
Did we have an adult?
They're getting really excited already.
More delays. Okay.
Breaking news. We've just had a Madonna moment on the stairs.
Madonna is here.
Someone has taken a tumble. I don't know if they had their cape on. Who's gone down? Bonnie, who's gone down?
There's crowding. There's lots of people. We don't know what's going on.
What?
Something to do with the pizza, maybe.
I think pizza has just gone on the floor. Breaking news. I can now exclusively reveal that pizza has gone on the floor.
Oh, man.
Wow, I did not see that coming. But now coming up, we're just to re-clarify while they're off the mics, 13.7% turnout, so about a 2.3 drop from last year, which is disappointing to say the least. And now we're going to crack on. The first vote revealed will be the NUS delegates. So that'll be coming up in a few months, and they're going to reveal to us who has won that vote first.
Each delegation that is sent to NUS National Conference consists of 50% of self-defining women. For example, if you're sending four delegates, two of those have to be self-defining women. In UWSU, we have six delegates who attend NUS conference. Two positions are for the president or his nominee or her nominee, and the second position is for an officer trustee elect. We then have an election for the four remaining and then delegates, and then two of which have to be self-defining women. So tonight we will elect two self-defining women first, and then we'll go on to the remaining candidates. I'll go through them. Unfortunately, two of the candidates could not be here tonight, so they won't be able to come on stage. Right, Right,
We can exclusively reveal that if you're not here, you can't get on the stage. More breaking news. NUS delegates
they were
coming up now.
Adil Yacoub, Amana Lamara, Ash Chetri, Reopen Nominations, and Lydia Framuso. The total number of people who have voted for this position is 2,643. We start with the two for the self-defining women. In that election, there were three candidates, so Ron and Lydia and Amana. And in the first round, Amana received a total of 584 votes. And Lydia received a total of 683 votes. So Ron received 370 votes. So in that first election for self-defining women, Amana and Lydia are duly elected.
The election for self-defining women for the US delegates, Amana and Lydia,
not Ron,
have been elected. Ron went home.
Poor Ron.
Adil received a total of 590 votes. Ash Chetri received a total of 416 votes. Ron received a total of 370 votes. Ron was eliminated, so therefore Adil Yacoub and Ash Chetri are elected UWSU's NUS National Conference delegates for 2015.
Ash and Adil elected
so
as NUS delegates there.
Vice President position. And we're going to start with VP of Cavendish.
Okay, Cavendish are kicking it off. We'll be revealing to you who's won it as and when it happens with live reactions.
Do you guys want to come up from this end?
Candidates are making their way onto the stage now. It's getting very tense. So it's Ranu and Usman who are running. Usman, of course, the only candidate who is running for re-election. It's getting
okay,
tense.
Right, are we
Here
ready?
We go. Let's do it.
You guys ready? Okay, so the total number of people who have voted for this position is 2,812. Okay. In round one, Ranu received a total of 471 votes. Usman received a total amount of 1,776 votes. And Reopen Nominations received a total of 565 votes. This means that Usman reached the total quota and therefore has been elected. Congratulations. Would you like to speak?
absolutely huge result for Usman there, with over 1,000 votes winning, and unfortunately Ranu has been knocked out. Here's Usman's speech.
So thank Ranu for a good campaign, really put his heart into it, really, and really managed his campaign and his work really well. So I say thank you to a lot of my campaigners. I can't remember you all. Sort of Steph, Heather, people that couldn't be here, from Taya Bahira, who cannot even be here, but they'll probably see us later in the recording. So thank you for the Facebook group, the page, the likes. Thank you for liking my picture of my grandma holding my flyer. I think that was a big hit. And the video as well, I think it worked really well. I just want to thank you all for the support. I think it's just, I really do appreciate you taking the time to like and share. It's just been really nice to log in my Facebook first in the morning and seeing there's like 20 likes. And it's been really appreciated. And I just want to say thank you so much. And I hope to sort of go in harder next year as your Vice President at Cavendish.
So there we have it. Usman has been re-elected for VP of Cavendish. Ranu's just going to give a little speech now. Who's the runner-up?
I wish him an even more successful second term. This was my... for any of you who are considering running for the position of Vice President or President next year, I do encourage you all to get involved. It is an amazing experience. It's not something that happens every year. This is my first time running for the position, and I'm in my final year. But I will just say thanks to all of those who voted for me and everyone who supported me. Thank you.
That was Ranu's speech there, and the Harrow candidates will be up next with Otis up against Lucas Rapp. We are live at Harrow, so maybe there might be quite a big reaction to this. So we'll see what happens. Lucas and Otis.
Harrow campus. So... candidates to stage.
Here they come, marching up to the stage. Otis looking particularly nervous.
The stage of nerves and glory.
Here we go.
Glory.
Right, they're just about ready to reveal the results for Harrow campus. Here we go.
Ready? Okay, so the total number of people who have voted for this position is 2,787. Okay, so in round one, Otis, you received 1,897. And Lucas, you received 496. This means that Otis has reached the quota and therefore has been elected. Congratulations. Do you want to make a speech?
Otis with an absolutely huge, huge win here at Harrow. 1,700 votes. 1,800 votes. Otis, here we go. His acceptance speech.
Thank you very much to Khadisha Drazier, who helped me do my poster, because I think the poster was sick. And if it wasn't for her, maybe you guys wouldn't have seen me. So thank you to her. Thank you to Shania Jones, who helped me out. Ollie Hare, Salsa Bill, who kept me going. All of their energy. Thank you, Salsa Bill. And then... the basketball team and my basketball coach, who kept me going every single day. And finally, to everybody who I met this week and last week, because you guys helped me out more than anybody else, and I only just met you, so thank you so much.
Otis just met us, and this is crazy, but he's won the Harrow SU election. Call him next year, maybe.
I never met him before this, but he's such a nice guy, and... thank you very much, Lucas.
Otis just extending his love to Lucas, who's now going to give a little speech.
Yeah, thanks for that. I really appreciate this. It was my first time, and I think for a one-man show to get 400 votes is not that bad. So, yeah, I think it was fun.
Short and sweet from Lucas there, but... the big story coming out of this now is Otis has absolutely romped home with that. Incredible.
The next announcement is for Vice President Marylebone.
Thank you.
Yeah, so now right. Coming up, we'll have the Marylebone candidates.
There were four candidates standing for this position. Fatima, Salsabel, Shaman, and Rita. And reopen nominations. The total number of people who voted for this position was 2,711. The quota to be elected was 1,355. There were a few rounds, so please bear with me. In round one, Fatima received a total of 530 votes. Sasabel received a total of 765 votes. Shaman received a total of 744 votes. Reopen nominations received a total of 672. In round one, Fatima had the lowest amount of votes and therefore was eliminated.
There we have it, Fatima eliminated in round one, with Ron getting more votes than her, and Sharman and Salsabil very close here. This should be a good one.
In round two, reopen nominations received 682 votes. Shaman received a total of 793 votes. Salsabel received a total of 882 votes. In round two, reopen nomination had the lowest amount of votes and therefore was eliminated.
There we have it, Ron on his bike, Salsabel and Sharman in through to the final round.
With 931 votes was Sasabil, and with 855 votes was Shaman Ahmed. So Sasabil Al-Siri is duly elected VP Marylebone.
So there we have it, Sasabil elected as VP of Marylebone campus. She will now give a short speech.
I'm speechless.
Apparently she won't give a speech because she is speechless.
Thank you to everyone that had faith in me. Jayesh, Hussam and Zach, Sherry, Senna, Hakan, Shiraz, everyone that campaigned for me. Otis, Rianne, Angelo, Shahman and Fatima. I'm speechless. Thank you.
There we have it, her little speech, even though she is speechless. I think Sharman might give a little speech now. No, Fatima will now give a small speech.
Congratulations to Salsabil. She's been amazing. Like, it was my first experience with her. I hadn't met her before. And Sharman has been amazing in this route as well. And generally, I want to encourage everyone to get involved with their students' union. It is a tough experience, but it's something worth going for. And I hope the best for all the vice presidents.
Sharman now with a short speech.
Who supported me. My campaign team is just epic. So you guys are amazing. This has been an amazing experience. And onwards and upwards. So thank you very much.
So there we have it. Salsabil elected as VP of Marylebone. Very, very close that one though. Very close. And up next, because we do not have the Regent Street campus, up next will be the President's, the big one. Here we go.
Can we invite all presidential candidates up to the stage, please? Can you come up on your right-hand side?
Here come the presidents. This is the big one. There's five candidates. Absolutely no idea how this one's going to go. It's going to be very, very closely run, I think. and it's anyone's guess who will get this. It's spread out between the five of them. So here's Angelo with the results. Or not. He probably heard me and he thought, I'm just going to wait a few extra seconds, Jack, just to annoy you. You are, of course, listening to Smoke Radio, and this is our live election coverage. Tweet in with your thoughts on the results at @smoke_radio. Use the hashtag UWSUvote. Here's Angelo with the results of the presidential elections.
Right, guys. This election has a fair few rounds, so you get your pads of paper out and get ready to write down the rounds and the numbers. There are six candidates standing for this position. There's one seat available for this position. The total number of people who voted for this position was 3,049. The quota to be elected was 1,524. In round one, Aisha received a total of 438 votes. Hazem received a total of 978 votes. Reese received a total of 273 votes. Ash Chechery received a total of 189 votes. Reopen nominations received a total of 120 votes. And Jim received a total of 1,051.
So Jim takes the opening round there, and Ash Chechery will be dropping out with only 189 votes, but Jim over 1,000, moving on to round two now.
Round one, reopen nominations received the lowest amount of votes and therefore was eliminated.
Sorry, I got that wrong. Ash is still in the game. Ron is on his bike again.
Bye-bye, Ron. Aisha received a total of 439 votes. Hazem received a total of 980 votes. Reese received a total of 277 votes. Ash Chechery received a total of 194 votes. Jim received a total of 1,052 votes.
Jim still heading the way there. Unfortunately, I'll get it right this time. Ash is dropping out in this round.
In round two, Ash had the lowest number of votes and therefore was eliminated. In round three, Aisha received a total of 452 votes. Yeah, and Hazem received a total of 997 votes. Reese received a total of 308 votes. Jim received a total of 1,062 votes.
Jim still heading the way there, and looks like Reese is going to be dropping out now.
Reese had the lowest number of votes and therefore was eliminated. Round four. Aisha received a total of 507 votes. Hazem received a total of 1,021 votes. Jim received a total of 1,090 votes. One more round.
Very close at the moment between Jim and Hazem.
Aisha had the lowest number of votes and therefore was eliminated.
So Aisha drops out in that round, and it's now down to Jim and Hazem.
In round five, Jim received a total of 1,127 votes, and Hazem received a total of 1,089 votes.
There we have it, Jim with the election win. He's got a very happy team of people running on stage, hugging him. They're doing a little dance. They did have a very active campaign team. They were all there. So breaking news here from the forum at the Harrow campus is that Jim Hirschman is the new SU president here at the University of Westminster. Very, very close though between him and Hazem.
38 votes, I think.
38 votes in it. That is incredibly close, incredibly close. But well done to Jim and his campaign team. And we'll see what Jim's going to be offering us here at Westminster. Here's his speech.
I therefore can announce Jim Hirschman, duly elected UWSU Vice President.
I mean, guys, all I can say is thanks so much to absolutely everyone here for your support, particularly my campaign team, guys. You've been epic every single morning. You've kept me going, guys. I couldn't have done any of this without you. Huge shout out to Sadia, who made my poster, helped me with videos, was a huge help for the whole thing, and kept me motivated throughout. All I can say is, guys, the competition has been outstanding. It's been a real difficult challenge throughout the week to keep my cool and to keep through with it all. They all put on a very good campaign, had excellent policies, but I'm very glad that our diverse team pulled together and that we finally managed to win. So thanks so much, guys.
There we go. It's getting very emotional here right now. Emotional speech from Jim. Looks like Hazem's going to have a little speech now.
To my campaigners, to you guys, really, thank you very much. My campaigners, you guys have been great. Khalid Tamimi, you've been great. Rest of my campaigners, Mo, Maher, Rabia, all of you guys have been great. Thank you very much. Honestly, I had the best experience here. I've met so many people, and honestly, I'm really proud of the candidates. Thank you very much again, guys. Thank you very much.
Well done, Jim, and again to your team. It was amazing to see how each of you worked together for that common cause. It was really inspiring. Thank you to everyone else who supported me and voted. And you know, at the end of the day, we're all running for the greater good of this university. We're all a team in some way. And so I just hope that the ideas that we had can be passed on to Jim so that he can make a university that you guys deserve to be proud of. Thank you.
Nice speech there from Rhys. Aisha now with a speech.
Firstly, congratulations, Jim. He's a worthy winner. Him and his campaign have just been so powerful over the last 2 weeks. And I just want to say thanks for everyone that's voted for me. I mean, it was not easy being the only female running against a great up. Thank you for my campaign team. Been amazing, the support you've given me. And I just, good luck everyone for next year. And I really encourage everyone to run next year, especially a lot more females. I mean, there's only been 33% females get involved, and we need more and more females, especially for the president position. It's so rewarding. So thank you.
There you go, Aisha with her speech there, trying to get more females involved.
All the women independent, Beyonce.
Yeah, wow, there we have it. Just about to come to the end.
That all these results have been signed and they will appear on the website as soon as possible. Can we take this opportunity to say well done to all candidates that have run in this year's elections? You know, we've seen the dedication that each and every one of you has put into your campaign and how hard you've all tried. We hope that, you know, you can take all something from this experience on your next step of your journey.
Okay, we also want to give a round of applause to the current sabbatical team, Rianne, Jayesh, Usman, Moaz and Khalid. We Thank you for your services to the SU, and we wish you all the best in your future endeavours.
The newly elected team will start with a two-week handover period in June and take up post officially on the 1st of July. We will be publishing a link to a survey to gather feedback on those on and of these elections in the next few weeks, and we would appreciate if you all took time to fill it out.
Okay, finally, can we also have a round of applause for all the staff that has helped out and for Angelo, the Deputy Returning Officer?
I know I'm very unpopular, but yeah.
So there we
if
have it.
If you'd like to talk to me about the elections, please come up to me. I'll be around.
Last few words from Angelo here.
I'm more than happy to chat with you. The Undercroft Bar will be hosting a results after party if you'd like to join us. Alternatively, please feel free to stay up here and have the remaining pizza. Can all the candidates who have been successfully elected tonight please come up to the stage? And thank you once again for all coming.
So, Bonnie.
I guess that's it.
That is it.
Year.
Yeah. So we got Jim as our new president, Otis for Harrow. Do you want to run through them?
Usman for Cavendish and Salsa Bill for Marylebone, and we won't know about Regent Street for another while, I guess.
I don't know when we'll hear about Regent Street, but as soon as we do, we will let you know. Hopefully, we might be able to grab a word with maybe our new president at some point. But if they turn off the bass, that would also be nice, because I can't compete. I know I've got quite a deep voice,
but I really can't
compete with that. We might have to play a song and then we'll come back to you in a minute. Hopefully we'll have some interviews. So let's play a song. You are listening to Smoke Radio. We are here live at the Harrow Campus Forum. The results for the SU elections have just been announced. And as you can probably hear, there's a little bit of a party going on. We tried to get the bass turned down a bit so you can actually hear us now. So the only bass now is hopefully my voice.
Jack the boost.
Bonnie's still here. That was pretty intense, Bonnie.
That was pretty intense. It was pretty close as well. Presidential was...
The weird thing with it is it really caught me, especially with the president's one. Like the first round came out and Jim was quite a bit ahead.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh, he's bossed it here. And then it just shows you that students making them second, third and fourth votes
can make
a real difference towards the end, because there was like 20 votes in it at the end.
Yeah.
Which is absolutely insane. Yeah, it's been a pretty eventful night as a whole. I think everyone's heading to the pub now.
Yeah, I think everyone's probably going to head to the SU.
And I'll probably go there at some point, because we have wonderful beer cards here at Harrow, so I'm going to make the most of that.
Have you got a beer card?
I do have a beer card.
Jack Everett.
I know. It's very cheap.
Oh,
it works out. This is the best thing the SU have ever done, actually. I'm going to go and put it on record. Because you get a pint for one, like, it works out about like, a pint for 167.
That's pretty good.
Which is pretty good. We are hoping that we're going to be able to have a little chat with some of the winners in a bit. Hopefully we can speak to the new president. But as you will have heard, they do not start their role until the 1st of July?
Yeah, 1st of July.
So they have a two-week training period, and then they get into office. If you've got any thoughts, any reactions to the newly elected crew, also hopefully we'll be trying to find out when the Regent Street one comes out. As soon as we find out, we will let you know.
Yeah.
Because that's what we just do that.
We just do that. We're, you know, your slaves.
Not quite, Bonnie.
We're like your
little
media
bit
slaves.
Media slaves of the ear. No. All right. There's a lot of Victory Gym tweets coming in. And I'm just seeing a Victorious Otis walk past. Here they go. They're all walking past.
We've got them all.
Should we just get them all?
Just get them all. All of them.
We'll get one at a time.
Okay.
Who are we going to get? Who should we get in there first? Should we get the president?
Let's do that.
President Jim, do you want to come and speak on the radio? We're live right now, Jim. Just come over here and dive in. Like, actually, I'll like jump mics. Yeah. Just Jim, take that, and I'll have a go on this one. Jim, you have just won president's role of the SU here at Westminster. How do you feel, man?
I have. I feel overwhelmed. There's a lot of work I need to do. A lot of foundations I want to lay over the next year. So. It's been a long time coming, but feeling really really happy that I've got it right now.
I'll tell you what, we were just talking about, we were sat here and the first round result comes out and we're thinking, all right, Jim's got it in the bag here. And it really started to get close to the end. It just shows the importance of them second, third and fourth votes.
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. Having a wide support is fundamental. And I knew the competition was going to be hard. I knew it was going to be very close. And very fortunate to have nudged it.
A few words for your campaign team, Jim. They were fantastic. I remember we were seeing a lot of your campaign team. We spoke to a couple of them actually before the results were announced. They were really, really vocal for you. They were getting around the place. Yeah, a few words for them.
You know, they've been fantastic. They are the backbone of the entire campaign, the backbone of the movement. We very much thought that we were trying to change a lot in the way that the SU operates, and now we hope very much to be able to deliver on that. But their backing drove me on and was the reason I ran.
Jim, thank you very much and congratulations. Go and enjoy yourself. Have a good night.
Thanks very much.
Take care. All right, now we are joined by Salsa Bill. Bonnie's going to have a little chat with Salsa Bill now.
Hello, congratulations.
Hi, thank you.
We were watching from here, from back here, but it can't have been as nerve-wracking as you were up there. It looked terrifying. How did you feel?
Well, he played with my mind because he said my name first and then the numbers never added up. So I didn't even know I won until all the audience screamed. So.
Yeah, nerve-wracking. So yeah. How do you think, what about your campaign team? How do you think they worked? Because that's most of the work, isn't it?
Well, the key to winning is a campaign team.
Yeah.
My opponent's campaign teams were amazing, better than mine, to the extent I was going to withdraw halfway through, and I'm so glad I never. I think it's just my background, working for the SU, which pumped me up a bit, so ecstatic right now.
Congratulations. Have you got any particular things you're going to do to celebrate?
Go home to my mum.
Sounds good. Well, enjoy yourself. Congratulations.
Thank you. Have a nice evening.
Thank you.
Okay, now Usman is here. Usman has regained his seat in the SU and he's squeaking that seat around as we speak. Usman, how are you and congratulations.
Thank you very much. I'm very well. And how are you doing?
Wonderful. We watched the whole thing from back here live commentating. It was pretty intense, but you had quite an overwhelming victory there. You had quite a good campaign team. A few words for them?
I just want to say thank you to my campaign team. I think even my family, the campaign team was really strong. The shares, the likes, everything. I've had a few admins on the Facebook page went really well. Just people volunteering their time up really when they're in their final year, which is the most crucial time for students, which is sort of really nice to do really. And just say thank you guys for all of you. From Rabia, Hira, Taiba, everyone really, from Amman, all of these guys, you know who you are, so say thank you so much.
Yeah, really well done, Usman. We'll let you get away and celebrate. Again, massive congratulations. And
thank you very much.
Look forward to seeing what you do in the next year.
Thank you very much.
Okay, now is Otis, who is our new VP here.
What's going on?
Bonnie, do you want to have a little chat with Otis? And I'll just look at him.
Hello, Bonnie. Hello, how you doing?
Congratulations. How are you feeling?
I'm feeling very happy, quite excited. Yeah, just feeling good, man. Feeling really good.
How did you think it was going with the numbers? Because the numbers are confusing. We got a bit confused. You had to write them down.
To be honest, I thought I messed up on the first day because I didn't have enough campaigners at certain locations. But, I mean, the people that I met this week were so nice and so kind. And the majority, actually, of my campaigners were just people I met this week. So it was just so nice.
That's great.
All these people got involved in. Yeah.
So we're excited to see what you've got in store for Harrow next year then. So you're sticking around Westminster?
Yep, I will be.
You'll be sticking around?
I'll be around. I'll be wearing my flip-flops and socks, no doubt.
Oh, why?
Oh, just comfort, you know.
Oh, okay.
Because it's going to be my home for the next year, so I might as well.
You might as well.
Are the socks coming out? That's good.
Yeah.
Flip-flops and socks.
Oh.
Yeah.
That combination. We can forgive you, it's fine. You're fine.
Otis, actually, in the end, an absolutely gigantic win. How did that make you feel when you just... Obviously, it must have been a lot of built-up tension, and then what's the relief like now?
I mean, I didn't expect such a big win, to be honest. I mean, I know I did get a lot of support from all over the place, and I mean, I'm really grateful for that. Now, knowing that I have won, and by so much, it makes me feel that I've got a lot of people out there who do care and have read my manifesto and actually want change in university. So I mean, I'm really glad that I did get such a high vote count.
Yeah, we're excited for you. Well done. Congratulations. Go off and celebrate.
Well done. We'll see you down at the pub.
Yeah, see you in the bar.
See you.
Thank you very much, man. Thank you.
So that was, you heard all of your all of the winners there. all celebrating. The music's still going on. There's sort of poppers going off.
Stevie Wonder is in the building.
Stevie Wonder is in the building, as well as Madonna, but she's gotten back up from her fall earlier.
Yeah, she messed with the pizzas earlier. Right, I think that is pretty much all we have time for here for you here tonight. It's been an absolute pleasure, Bonnie. Thank you very much, Jack, for co-presenting with me.
You're very welcome. It's been very nice and tense. I love things like this.
Oh, it's been incredible. And until next year, I guess. But the final voting percentages were 13.7%. There were some real big winners in there, big margins. The Harrow campus won by quite a big margin. And the...
Bonnie, help me.
Cavendish Main.
Yeah, Usman romped a victory alongside Otis as well. If for further news on Regent and LTS and when that will be revealed, please go to smokeradio.co.uk. And for all breaking news, any issues relating to university news, we will be covering it on Smoke Radio website. Go over there. Additionally, get in contact with us, ask questions, anything you want to know. Tweet us at @smoke_radio with any hashtag you want. Now, the hashtag UWSU vote one is going in the bin for another year. We'll whack it out next year. Until then, goodbye from me.
And goodbye from me.
Good night. Bye.
This is a Smoke Radio podcast.